Obviously, Republicans had a good night. What stands out to me, though, is that the American people sent a message, one that they've sent for several elections now. They expect the people they elect to work as hard as they do.
First up today on CNN Student News, President Obama reacting to a midterm election that largely went against his political party in Congress. Americans voted to take Senate control from the president's fellow Democrats and give it to Republicans. They also voted to give Republicans their biggest majority in the House of Representatives since World War II.
Well, what is right now is a Congress that looks nothing like the Congress that Barack Obama started with. Look at the U.S. Senate first. We fly it up high here. Back when he took over in 2008, the Republicans were on the ropes. They had 41 seats. The Democrats had 57, plus two independents that caucused with them. In 2010, they lost six seats here on the Democratic side, gained a little bit back in 2012, but then came the deluge. Look at what happened. Overnight, the Republicans at 52 at least as we go through the counting here. Democrats down to 43, a couple of independents, one of whom may change sides, and some undecided. But nonetheless, Republicans in charge. This chamber has changed in a dramatic way. And if you go across the rotunda in the Capitol over to the U.S. House of Representatives, there the numbers are even more stark. Let's change everything over here and look at the House and take it up high. 2008, when Barack Obama took over, Republicans 178 seats, Democrats 257. Then, 2 years later, there was a landslide. The Democrats lost 66 seats. They gained a little bit back. Look at the numbers now, because this is where we stand at this hour as we're adding this up. 242 for the Republicans, 174 for the Democrats, some still undecided out there, but this is a rout. You add it all up, and President Obama in his two midterms will end up losing somewhere between 60 and 70 seats in Congress. Compare that to some other presidents out there. Ronald Reagan lost 31 during his midterms. George W. Bush lost just 22 during his midterms, and Bill Clinton lost just 49. All of this means that if the numbers keep running true this way, Barack Obama will have ended up losing more seats. His party will have lost more seats during his midterms than any party has with any president since Harry Truman. So this is a real setback for the Democrats right now, and the landscape, the fundamental political landscape, is changed dramatically.
Now, this is why it matters. The U.S. has an executive branch controlled by a Democrat, and it will have a legislative branch controlled by Republicans. Can they bridge their differences on how to govern the country? You know from civics that bills usually start in the House or Senate. Details are hammered out between the two chambers, and if a compromise is reached, it heads to the president for signature into law. But if President Obama, a Democrat, doesn't like the bills that Republican lawmakers pass, he can veto them. And it takes a two-thirds vote in both chambers of Congress to override that veto. That's hard to do. The president can bypass Congress and make policy changes through executive orders. But those are limited. They can be challenged in court, and Congress can decide not to fund them. Without significant compromise, the Capitol could get tense.
For all of the Democratic losses, the single biggest casualty of the night may have been President Obama's agenda, his ability to determine what's being discussed in the houses of Congress. Here are some specific examples. After the Newtown shooting, there was a lot of energy in this country for new gun control laws. The Democrats could not turn that into passable legislation. It is very unlikely that emboldened Republicans will now give the president any kind of other shot at that. What about immigration reform? Democrats and Republicans have constantly disagreed on how that should be managed. Again, unless the president changes his stance a lot, Republicans are not going to help him get anything through in all likelihood. Yes, Republicans like the idea of new infrastructure improvements. They like new bridges, new roads, new dams, new electrical grids, but they will not want to pay for this with increased taxes. They will want cuts to social programs to pay for it. That's a non-starter for Democrats. And, of course, there is Obamacare. Many Republicans concede they cannot overturn it now, but they can certainly make it very hard for President Obama and Democrats to make any refinements or changes that could make it work better in Democratic eyes. All of this could basically take all these things off the table, kill them right now, and more importantly, Republicans could then start shoving legislation at the president that he feels he simply cannot sign as a Democrat. And then the Republicans will say, ah, which party is the party of no now? And that could be a tough pill for the Democrats to swallow.